This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Growing outbreaks of the Delta variant is prompting China and Australia to impose stricter COVID-19 curbs as the World Health Organization urges the world to contain the mutation before it turns into something deadlier and extends the pandemic. China's most serious surge of coronavirus infections in months spread to two more areas Saturday in an outbreak that now spans 14 provinces. The nation where the disease first emerged has rushed to prevent the highly transmissible strain from taking root by putting more than 1 million people under lockdown and reinstituting mass testing campaigns. Worldwide coronavirus infections are once again on the upswing, with the World Health Organization announcing an 80% average increase over the past 4 weeks in five of the health agency's six regions, a jump largely fueled by the Delta variant. First detected in India, the strain has now reached 132 countries and territories. In Australia, where only about 14% of the population is vaccinated, the third largest city of Brisbane and other parts of Queensland state entered a snap lockdown Saturday over a cluster of cases linked to the Delta variant. Restrictions are also in place in many other parts of the Asia-Pacific region to combat Delta. In Malaysia, a nationwide lockdown spurred protests Saturday as people defied the curbs to take to the streets, calling on the country's embattled prime minister to resign. The Bangladesh government is easing curbs, however, despite a Delta surge, prompting hundreds of thousands of garment workers to rush back to major cities after the government said export factories could reopen Sunday. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japanese health officials say newly reported COVID-19 cases in Olympic host city Tokyo surged to a record high of 4,058 on Saturday, exceeding 4,000 for the first time over a week into the games. Amid intensifying concerns, Tokyo Olympics organizers said on Saturday they had revoked accreditation of a games-related person or people for leaving the athletes' village for sightseeing, a violation of Olympic safety measures. The organizers did not disclose how many people had their accreditation revoked, if the person or people involved were athletes, or when the violation took place. It's the first time credentials have been revoked since the start of the Tokyo Olympics on July 23rd. Without it, one cannot enter any Olympic facilities. Residents of the athletes' village are not allowed to go out for non-games related purposes, such as sightseeing. The United Nations climate chief said Saturday a group of mostly smaller countries submitted new, more ambitious climate pledges to the UN this week, raising pressure on big emitters, including China, to do the same ahead of a major climate summit in November. She says the United Nations has now received pledges from 110 countries out of the nearly 200 that signed the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. A total of 15 countries, most of them small and with relatively low CO2 emissions, submitted new pledges this week ahead of a July 30th deadline. They include Sri Lanka, Israel, Malawi, Barbados, while Malaysia, Nigeria, and Namibia were among the larger countries to submit tougher climate targets this week. With deadly heat waves, flooding, and wildfires occurring around the world, calls are growing for urgent action to cut the CO2 emissions heating the planet. The Russian hackers behind the massive SolarWinds cyber espionage campaign broke into the email accounts of some of the most prominent American federal prosecutors' offices around the country last year. The U.S. Justice Department made the announcement Friday. The department says 80% of Microsoft's email accounts used by employees in the four U.S. Attorney's Office in New York were breached. All told, the Justice Department says 27 U.S. attorneys' offices had at least one employee's email account compromised during the hacking campaign. And two U.N. agencies are warning that hunger is expected to rise in 23 global hotspots in the next 3 months, with the highest alerts for situations in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region, southern Madagascar, Yemen, South Sudan, and northern Nigeria. Find more at these stories at voanews.com and follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.